Welcome to Career Tools. Today's cast, what goes into a career development plan? Part one. Questions this cast answers are, what should I include in a career development plan? What areas should I have goals in for my career development plan? And what should the timeline be for my career development plan? If you want answers to these questions and more, keep listening. Are you looking for a way to take your leadership skills to the next level? Think you can't because you're stuck in a call center? At last year's M conference, Matt Beckwith taught us customer experience and how that should not be seen as a department, but a revolution. Fortunately for you, you can watch it on video. Check out the Executive Outlook video series. During this summer, while everyone else is kicking back, you can be learning how to start a revolution in your company right there in the call center. Find out more about Matt's secrets by visiting us online at manager-tools.com/products. So Amanda, we all know this. I mean, the work world and how we all think about our work, more importantly, our career and the future of our career, is no longer as linear, as static as it once was. And to go a step further, careers are no longer managed by companies. Rather, people are responsible for their own career management. And as we all know, because we've all done this, there's a myriad of changes to make. Opportunities abound, and it's up to the individual to make those choices. Even though, at times, in the topic we'll address today, the request comes from the company about our future career development. And for some individuals within a company or an organization, when our managers ask us for our future development plans, we are given a format. For others, we're expected to make up a format on our own. So, in today's cast, we're going to talk about how to come up with your career development plan, and to go a step further, how to come up with a career development plan if and when you get absolutely no guidance from the people who are asking you for a career development plan. We're going to talk about the things that you need to think about as it pertains to the future and a way for you to structure your thoughts on your future career development.
In this cast, we're going to give you a structure to use, whether you're looking at the next year or the next 10 years, and whether you're at the beginning or the beginning of the end of your career. We'll also share plenty of examples to help you get started.
Mm-hmm. So what do we got for an outline today?
Our outline today is use a format if you're given one. Create goals in 5 areas. Use MT goals. And we're also going to provide you with some examples.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So the first part, using a format if you're given one. Now, folks, no. When there is a form or a format or a framework that you're expected to follow, don't create your own format or framework from scratch. Just use the one your organization or your manager or whomever has given you. Use that one. There are a range of times in your career when you might be asked to create or work on a career development plan, which we'll list shortly. And this guidance we're providing today will help you get over that blank form, or for some of us who weren't even given a format to start with, that blank page syndrome. Using a form or a format doesn't prevent you using the structure we're going to outline today. And no, if someone wants you to use their form, it's rude not to just use it. So just use it instead of poking your finger in your boss's eye and saying, well, I've got this cooler one from the people over at Career Tools. Don't do it. You'll be a jerk. Don't do it.
We don't want that email, right?
We don't want that email. And we want to make you look good, not make you look like you know better than your boss. So just don't do it. Before we get into, I'm going to call it the meat of it, the how to create this document information, let's go over the instances where or when you could be asked to create a career development plan or something similar.
One of the times that you might be asked to do this is as part of the annual performance reviews process. Your manager or the organization as a whole may ask you to create a career development plan as a means of identifying your goals, your aspirations, and your professional growth opportunities within the organization.
You might be asked to come up with these plans during the interview process to demonstrate your longer-term ambitions, right? Your commitment to growth, your alignment potentially with the organization who's interviewing's values and objectives. Now, for note, this isn't something we essentially recommend at Manager Tools that you do, or if you're an interviewer, ask for, but we know it happens. We want you to be prepared for it.
Another time is when being considered for promotion or advancement to outline how you intend to further develop your skills, your knowledge, and leadership capabilities to excel in that new role.
Mm-hmm. Then there are also the times where professionals seeking professional development qualifications may be required to create a career development plan, either as part of their coursework or just overall or generically as a tool for guidance and self-reflection on the future of one's career.
Now, there are the instances where it's not an external request. So even in the absence of one of these requests, you can proactively initiate and complete a career development plan to gain clarity on your goals, identifying your skill gaps, and map out the strategies for advancement or career transitions.
Exactly. You don't need to be asked for this. You can do this to better yourself on your own volition. Now, in some of those instances, again, there's going to be a form to use. And in others, it's just going to be a big old blank page. Either way, you can use the structure we recommend.
Now, this is where we're going to go over creating goals in 5 areas. Regardless of your career stage, developing well-defined goals across these 5 key areas will lead to significant improvements in a wide range of skills and enhance your professional growth. Each one gives you an opportunity to establish measurable objectives, allowing you to track your progress. What's more, the acronyms formed by these adds an extra touch of coolness to the process.
Coolness.
Drum roll, please.
Right? Exactly. The process is, or the acronym is, DRUMS. First, develop relationships, then receive and act on feedback, followed by understand the industry, then master job responsibilities, and finally, seek additional responsibilities. Starting with D for develop relationships. And if you've been listening to us for any length of time, you're thinking to yourself at this point, of course this one's going to come first. They're always saying relationship matters over there. So careers are built on 2 things, results and relationship. Too many people focus on results and forget relationships. If you are a longer-term listener, if you are familiar with the DISC model, I'm talking to you, my D's and my C's, my task-focused people. You struggle with focusing on relationships because you oftentimes put your relationships at the expense of getting results. And we'd recommend you set goals around relationships, both inside and outside of your organization. If you don't have any goals, start with listening to and completing the exercise described in our podcast, How to Assess Your Network. We recommend you build a strong professional network, not only because it provides valuable support and guidance to you, but it also opens doors to new collaborations, new job opportunities, and professional growth. And this is something we've seen lately. A lot of people, unfortunately, have experienced the post-COVID layoffs associated with the decline in tech work. And those individuals who invested heavily during COVID on building relationships outside of their own organization found themselves in a position where finding a new role wasn't as difficult as those of us who decided to burrow into our own little hole and not build or connect with anybody for an extended period of time and just get really focused and head down and not reaching out, who then found ourselves needing a job and realized there was no one to ask for help. So, develop relationships comes first. You might be wondering, is virtual training effective? The answer is yes, it is. Although admittedly, in-person is better, folks who are geographically dispersed and rarely in the same city have virtual training as their very best option. At Manager Tools, we can train groups of 30 people or more virtually so that they can work together through the concepts of one-on-ones, feedback, and delegation. Customization is available. If you're interested, for you or your organization, email Maggie at maggie@manager-tools.com to learn more.
Next is receive and act on feedback. Most of us want feedback. In fact, if we asked if you wanted more feedback, everyone would raise their hand.
They always do.
Yeah.
We all do.
We all do. And a lot of people really want feedback, as long as it's positive.
Well, it is nicer.
It is nicer. It makes me smile. Now, we don't grow as much from positive feedback. We grow from learning new things, and that means making a mistake or two.
You bet.
From doing something less than perfectly and from getting negative feedback. That is how we learn what to do better in the future. We all make mistakes, and that's okay. We're human.
Yeah. Welcome to the rest of us.
Right. No one's perfect, except for me, most of the time. Just kidding. Now, if you want to improve, learn, and grow, you have to be prepared to fail sometimes, to listen to the feedback, and to create a strategy to improve.
Exactly. So we want to receive and act on feedback. And then the you in drums understand the industry. This encompasses familiarizing yourself with market trends, emerging technologies, regulatory frameworks, and the competitive landscape. By simply staying up to date on industry news and attending relevant events, as well as understanding customer preferences, you can gain insights that inform decision making. You can gain insights that help you anticipate changes, and you'll be more able to adapt to the evolving demands of your industry. This knowledge that you gain through that, I want to say that external eye onto the world and your industry, positions you as a knowledgeable professional who can contribute by offering innovative solutions and adapting your skills to meet industry needs. Understanding your industry is pretty important when it comes to being a well-rounded contributing member of your organization.
And if you have the ability to go out and go to those conferences or those expos, you can also help build some more relationships.
Oh my gosh, look at it. They're all feeding each other now. It's cyclical.
Circle back.
Love it.
All right. The M stands for Master Job Responsibilities. Mastering job responsibilities means becoming highly skilled and knowledgeable in executing the core functions and deliverables of your role. It requires learning and improving the specific skills, techniques, and knowledge necessary to excel in your job. This could include technical skills, problem-solving abilities, communication, and collaboration skills, project management capabilities, and/or any other competencies directly related to your position. By mastering job responsibilities, you demonstrate the competence and reliability in performing your duties, which contributes to your professional reputation and success.
Mm-hmm. All right. That was master job responsibilities, which takes us to the S in drums, seeking additional responsibilities. This piece means actively pursuing opportunities to take on new tasks, new projects, or doing roles that go beyond your current job description. And this piece can broaden your skill set It expands your experience and can lead to increased visibility and potential opportunities for advancement. Seeking additional responsibilities not only allows you to acquire new knowledge and competencies, but also fosters professional relationships. Here we go again with the R. Professional relationships through collaboration and interaction with colleagues from different teams or departments. However, something to keep in mind is it is important to strike a balance when seeking additional responsibilities. Going back to what Amanda said in the previous mastering job responsibilities, you want to ensure that your core responsibilities are completed and that your workload remains manageable. So that is the S in drums.
You do not have to have a grand career plan for the next 40 years to use this framework.
No one has one.
No one.
Yes, no one has that.
I'm lucky if I'm looking in the next year, right? And that's where a lot of us are.
Oh my gosh, we have a podcast, Amanda. A Career Tools podcast about finding your passion. I think it's called Finding Your Passion. And folks, if you've not listened to it, spoiler alert, finding your passion is not what you're supposed to be doing when you're starting your career. It's really not, because your passion is your passion today. You're going to grow, you're going to evolve, you're going to change. Your passion may not be your passion forever, frankly. Your passion may not be something that anybody will pay you money to do. I mean, having a passion is a good thing, but seeking only doing things that meet your natural passion, create that environment where people want to sit down, think about their passion, plan out the next 40 years of your career. And Amanda and I can assure you, 2 years in, that 40-year plan you've come up with will completely be a waste of your time, because something's going to pop up and distract you and take you off course. You'll have planned a big, long thing and you're never going to use it.
Yeah. And you might even put yourself in a box where you're not willing to go out and find new experiences.
Oh, such a good one.
I'm all about life experiences. You have to get out and just experience as much as possible. And that's how you're going to really find out what you want to do for the next 5, 10 years. And maybe you'll switch it up after that.
Try on some new hats. Don't put yourself in a box.
So yes, you can use this for the next year or the next 2 to 5 years. As Steve Jobs said, you can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backwards. So you have to trust that the dots will somehow connect in your future. You have to trust in something, your gut, destiny, life, karma, whatever. This approach has never let me down and has made all the difference in my life. So, thanks to Steve Jobs, we can look for the dots in the next year or 2 or 5, just not 40, right?
Yeah.
Caution you on the 40 times.
Caution you on the 40. I mean, it seems to me, as somebody that travels a lot, every time I meet someone from a different geographical location, which is often, I always tend to ask them, if they're not from the place which they are currently residing, what brought you here? I'm making up this data point, but no word of a lie. 80% of the time, it was for romance. 80% of the time. The reason that people live where they are, well, there was this boy. It's that. Like, I mean, so many people get distracted from their purpose. I mean, I know for myself, I never even knew being a managing partner at a management consultant firm existed. I didn't even know this was a job until I got to a certain stage of my career. That's the thing about sitting down and planning out the next 40 years. You don't even know what jobs exist yet if you haven't been doing this for any length of time. Again, don't put yourself in a box. Don't limit what you're capable of by creating a plan and falling in love with your plan. One of our close friends of the firm, his name is Matt Beckwith. He was talking to his daughter recently, and she was graduating college and trying to come up with a plan. And we were talking, Matt and I. He's like, yeah, I know firsthand. Sometimes I come up with plans and then I fall in love with my plan. And you don't want to veer from the plan because you love it and it's perfect. And you spent hours and hours and hours coming up with this perfect plan. And then you meet a boy. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Seriously. Planning 40 years just doesn't work for most of us most of the time.
I think Hallmark movies are based on that as well.
Oh my gosh, they totally are. Hallmark movies.
Meet a boy. Stay in that little town.
Exactly. That's where you're at. Exactly. And he's probably a prince.
With any luck.
With any luck. That's all we've got for this week, folks. Join us again next week where we continue our topic on career development planning.